Thank you, Rosh Mekhan. I echo the words of welcome, Bruchim Aboyim, to all the grandparents that are here this morning to learn with your grandchildren. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, indicates that a person who has the privilege to study Torah with their grandchildren is viewed as if he or she has mekabel the Torah directly from Har Sinai. And we're now in the days between Pesach and Shavuos. We're anticipating Matan Torah, and we're anticipating reenacting, so to speak, Mamad Har Sinai. And so it's certainly appropriate that this particular day, right in the middle of the Sfiras HaOmer, you're involved in learning with your grandchildren, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you, Mamish, received the Torah at Har Sinai. And probably the message is, as Rabbi Kahn just said, that that's the beginning of our Mesorah, the beginning of our handing over of Torah at Har Sinai. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos opens, that we study during the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, the Mishnah opens, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Right, that's how it starts. And Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. So anybody who's here and has the opportunity to study Torah, the grandchildren is also considered to be among the people who are mekabel Torah Misinai. That's a tremendous zechus. The few minutes that we have, I thought I'd speak a little bit about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer that we're engaged in right now, but specifically as it relates to chinuch, educating, raising our children and our grandchildren, and Bez Hashem beyond, and our talmidim as well. We as Rebbeim keep that in mind too. In terms of their growth as B'nai Torah, we're speaking here about the boys in yeshiva, so we want them to grow as B'nai Torah, and we want to think about the mitzvah of chinuch, and I think that there are four or five different lessons that we can derive from the mitzvah, with regard to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that will teach us an important concept regarding chinuch. Number one, the main thing in chinuch, and this is raising children, raising grandchildren, teaching talmidim, is to have a clear goal in mind. What is my goal? What am I pursuing? What am I after? If the person who's transmitting is unclear himself or herself, then it's going to be hard to transmit it. You have to have a clear goal in mind. And certainly that's a significant aspect of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer that Rishonim tell us. The Ran quotes the end of Psachim and the Sefer HaChinuch in yesterday, Sedrin Parshas Emor, where Sfiras HaOmer is found, mentions it as well. That the B'nai Yisrael, we have a tradition already knew when they came out of Mitzrayim, that they were going to have an encounter with the divine, they were going to meet up somehow with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told at the time of the burning bush, when you take the people out of Mitzrayim, Tavdun es Elokim ala har hazeh. Moshe was told right off the bat, right before the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim story unfolded. But Moshe was told at the very beginning, when you come out of Mitzrayim, when you take the people out of Mitzrayim, bring them to this here mountain, and Tavdun es Elokim, they will serve me on this mountain. And the people understood that. Moshe transmitted that message to the people. They may not have understood exactly what that's going to be. What does it mean? They're going to get the Torah. They don't know what it meant. But they understood there's going to be some encounter, some opportunity to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they anticipated that with great excitement. And they counted, so to speak, not the Omer as we refer to it, but they counted down the days from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They couldn't wait. And the tradition was, they already knew it was going to be on the 50th day. Some find the remez that the word is Tavdun Es Elokim Al Harzeh. That's an unusual expression. Usually it would say Tavdu without the Nun. The Nun is a language beautification issue. But the Nun also symbolized the number 50. The Nun is the number 50. This is how the authorities point out. They already knew that on the 50th day they're going to get the Torah. They were already counting before the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So in a certain sense, aside from Sfiras HaOmer per se, we are reenacting what they did. We're counting. Here we're in Yeshiva High School. I can guarantee you that almost all of your grandchildren, certainly if you're seniors, they know exactly how many days are left until graduation, or how many days till the end of class, the last day of class. They know it. Okay, you're looking forward to something. A little kid knows his birthday party. He knows how many days are left. You're excited to anticipate that event. And therefore, B'nai Yisrael, in the time of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, were excited to anticipate an event of receiving the Torah. The point is they had a clear goal in mind. And so therefore, that's a lesson of sphira and a lesson of chinuch. When you want to transmit something, have a clear goal. We know we're counting to Shavuos. Okay, and we can't wait to come to the completion of the 49 days. You know, a number of years ago, one of my sons, when he was a Talmud here in NYU in the yeshiva, in the college, so NYU from time to time sends students out to different communities for a few weeks to learn with people, Chavrusa. So he was one of those people who was asked to go. He went to Kansas City. I don't know if anyone hears from Kansas City, but he went to Kansas City and for a month or so, and that was after this month, it was the end of May, so it was during, you know, this time of year, and Shavuos was in the middle, so he was there for Shavuos. And he said that the last night of the Sfira, He told me this, he called me and told me the last night of Sfiras HaOmer this year, it's a Friday night, so it wouldn't happen, was the last night of the shul, was the weekday that year. So the last night of Sfiras HaOmer, somebody from the shul came to Meiriv with a whole, like a tikkun, you know, with cake and soda and you know, goodies and so on, which usually some people do when they have a yard site, they do it in the morning. He was coming at Meiriv time, and he brought his kids with him. And when they asked him, you know, what's going on, you have yard site? No, he doesn't have yard site. But he said this was the first year that he completed the whole Sfiras HaOmer every night with a bracha. He was so excited that he went through the whole Sfirah that he made a little party, made a little get-together for the Talmidim, for the other people there with his children, so they see the chashivas of the mitzvah. We look forward to the performance of a mitzvah. In chinuch also, you have to have clear goals in mind. Know what you're trying to transmit. Know what the message you're trying to get across. The worst thing in the world is mixed messages. And kids pick up on that very well, as we all know. Mixed message. Have a clear message. Here's what I'm trying to, and don't try to do everything at once. But figure out, this is the lesson I want to teach. That's, I think, one thing we can learn from the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, having a clear goal in mind. Also, a second thing is that it's a process. It's day by day. It's not a fast process. It's a slow process. Okay? It's not a, you know, we've mentioned many times in the world of chinuch, that educating our children, educating our Talmidim, is more like a marathon than a 50-yard dash. Okay? It takes time to get to the goal, and that's okay. It's interesting, the Kedushas Levi writes in one place regarding the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, that really would that we would have been able to get the next day to get to the point of receiving the Torah. Would that we didn't have to wait 50 days in order to get the Torah. They came out of Mitzrayim and got the Torah right away. But it's not like that, because they had to escape from the Tumah and the distractions and the difficulties that they encountered in Mitzrayim. You don't just press a button and feel, okay, now the next day it's going to be a totally different scenario. It doesn't work like that. It takes time. People need to adjust. People need to get used to something. Here was a sea change in their attitude, in their lives. You don't just press a button. It happens right away. I mentioned Talmidim, sometimes you don't just start the baseball season. First you have spring training, right? You have a month and a half, whatever it is, of preparation. Everything needs hachana. Everything that's worthwhile needs preparation. You don't just go into a meeting with a client without having thought about it before. You figure out what you're going to say. You know what you want to present and so on. And it takes time to go through it. So B'nai Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim. It was not feasible to give them the Torah right away. The next they come out of Mitzrayim, they come through Kriyas Yamsuf, and next day they'll be Matan Torah. They weren't ready for it. It takes time. And sometimes you have Talmidim also. You know this from your own children, from your grandchildren. Sometimes it takes time for a young man and plus young women as well, but we're not talking about that here today, but a young man to get to a certain point. And not every single student necessarily progresses at the exact same pace. You have to know, but you get there. You have a clear goal in mind, the student gets there. I remember a father telling me a couple of years ago that he's very excited that his son is here because his son sees various Rosh Yeshiva and Gedolei Torah from YU come into our high school and teach the students. And he told me, my son, this was the boys in the ninth grade, my son, he said, is not into any of that. But it doesn't matter right now because he sees it. He sees it maybe down the road. And I can tell you it happened to be that down the road it did work with that boy. But very often, don't give up. You don't give up just because something didn't happen right away. We live in a world where everything is instant. Instant, you know, instant coffee, instant tea, and instant dinners, and microwave, and everything else. Instant gratification. That's not the way it works in the realm of Torah. It takes time. A person has to work, and it takes effort. I think that's a second lesson derived. So in Sfiras HaOmer, that takes time. We don't get there right away. We have to count and count down. Today's one day, 2 days, 3 days, etc., etc. It takes some time. You have to be patient. And it's a very important lesson for us, with our children, with our grandchildren, with our Talmidim, to be patient. They'll get there. Sometimes some students get there faster. Some students get there slower. But eventually, Bez Hashem, they will get there if we're successful in our chinuch message to them. It's also important, I think, to understand that every day counts. And here's an interesting point. Okay, when we count the Omer, it's very interesting, the phrase itself. I happened to be going to share about it recently. You know, whether you say the word Ba'omer or La'omer in a whole discussion, you say, according to the Mechaber, since they say neither one of them, some say, and most say it doesn't make a difference. But one can focus on the fact that each day is a significant step by itself. Each day counts. That's one thing about Sfiras HaOmer. Every day matters. Now, many of you are aware of the fact that there's a significant machlokas between the Rishonim as to whether the mitzvah is one long mitzvah, it's 49 different mitzvahs, right? We seem to have different indications in some Rishonim. The Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, one of the early authorities, it's some question who exactly wrote it, but presumably from the time of the Gaonim, the Baal HaTosfos quotes from the Bahag that really it's one big mitzvah, and that's why he's of the opinion, and others agree, that if you miss a day, you're out. why are you out? So presumably the usual way it's explained is, okay, because you have to count Sheva Shabosos Tamimos, that's the language of the Pasuk in yesterday's laning, in Parshas Emor. It has to be seven full, complete weeks, and you miss a day, it's not going to be complete. You're incomplete. Incomplete. You're missing a day, you're missing 2 days, whatever it is you miss. So now you can no longer count, that's what you tell people, I'm out. Right? I'm out of the mitzvah. Implication of that is that it's one long mitzvah. However, many other Rishonim disagree. Many Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, who quote the Bahag in Maseches Menachos, major discussion in the Talmud about Tzuras Omer is in a Masechta called Maseches Menachos. That's because Maseches Menachos deals with what we call a mincha offering. A mincha is a grain offering. We have different types of karbonos. We have animal offerings, we have bird offerings, we have grain offerings. Grain offerings called a mincha. On the second day of Pesach, he brought a carbon, nothing to do with Pesach per se, but the carbon Omer was a grain offering. An Omer is an amount. It's a measurement, it's an amount. They brought an Omer's worth of barley with this carbon on the second day of Pesach. It's called the carbon HaOmer. So since it's one of the menachas, one of the mincha offerings, so the discussion about Tzuras HaOmer, which is kicked off by the bringing of the Omer on the second day of Pesach, is found in Maseches Menachos. In any event, Tosfos there quotes the opinion of the Bahag, but disagrees. He says, no, every day is its own mitzvah. And that's what it seemed to be, because if it was one long mitzvah, why would we say a bracha every single day? It's one long mitzvah, so you say one bracha at the beginning, that covers everything. Okay, so there's a lot of literature about it, beyond what we have the time for here this morning, but that's a machlokas. Because of that machlokas, by the way, we have the practice that since you're supposed to count the Sfiras Omer at night, but if you missed it at night, you can count it during the day without a bracha, and then you can resume counting with the bracha afterwards. That's a funny kind of position. So the answer is really, we assume like the Rishonim, the majority of the Rishonim assume that even if I missed a day, okay, so I missed a day. If I didn't put on tefillin today, it doesn't mean I can't put on tefillin tomorrow. It's a different mitzvah. And I have to put on tefillin tomorrow. So many assume the same thing by Sfiras HaOmer. If I miss a day of Sfiras HaOmer, I can count the next day. Okay, it's not a good thing. If I miss day 23, all right, we're not excited about it, but okay, you know, it happens. Person missed day 23, so that's it. So he should be able to continue the next day with a bracha. But in deference to that opinion, that you're not allowed to count anymore, so we only say the following. We say if you counted during the day where you, in effect, remained in the count, you couldn't count with a bracha, but you remained in the count, so then it's okay to resume afterwards counting with a bracha. But the point is, we don't count in the daytime with a bracha because there's another opinion that says you can't count during the day. So we put everything together. You can count, but without a bracha. Okay, again, we don't have time for all the halachic analysis, but that's our practice, as most of you know, that if you forget counting the Sfiras HaOmer at night with a bracha, you can count during the day without a bracha and then resume counting afterwards for the rest of the time with the bracha. But the idea is, again, that every single day counts. Every single day is important, whichever position you believe. Rav Soloveitchik of Holovacha once explained a little differently. It's not that the Bahag and those who say if you miss a day, you're out because you're lacking the complete the tmimas, but rather he said that a count, by definition, is a progression. Counting, one, two, three, right? If you miss a day, so it's not that you're out because you're missing tmimas, but you're out because you no longer have a progression. If you miss day 33, or it's like one more day that you probably remember, okay, but day 41 or whatever it is, you missed that day, so then you didn't have a progression. You didn't have a progression. Okay, it's a different way to look at it, but the point is that in a progression, that every single day counts. And that, I think, is also a major lesson in the realm of chinuch, of our children, grandchildren, talmidim, and so on. That every day counts. Every day is important. And every day there's something you can teach. Every day there's a lesson to learn. You know, so, you know, a lot of times we'll say, okay, tomorrow, Shabbos, next time, you know, you have to value whatever the child does. I mentioned in my shul right on Shabbos HaGadol a very fascinating quote, which I saw from a physicist, I think a Nobel Prize winning physicist, whose last name was Rabbi, R-A-B-I, maybe some of you in the field have heard of him. He passed away a number of years. I'm told he was an observant Jew, I don't know. But in any event, he was asked, they printed this in his obituary, apparently with the New York Times, I saw it, I found it online. They asked him, what is it that has made you go into science? Most children of immigrants who came to Brooklyn at the time that he did, most, you heard the quote, most children who came to at that time, they went into medicine, they went into law, they went into business, but those who did go to college altogether, but what prompted you to become a scientist? And he said, my mother was actually the one who unknowingly inspired me to become a scientist. How? Because when I would come home from school, most parents asked their children, what did you learn today? My mother asked me, did you ask any good questions today? What good questions did you ask today? So that's how I became a scientist, because I was trained to ask questions. It's a very fascinating lesson, but whichever question you ask, whether you ask what question you learned, what question you asked today, what did you learn today, and so on, it emphasized the point that today there was something important that was accomplished. I think that's another lesson of the mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer, that applies to chinuch, that every day counts. And as an adjunct to that, or a continuation of that, you have to be able to measure the growth every day. You have to be able to look and see, wow, you know, I know something today that I didn't know yesterday. I did something today that I didn't do yesterday. That's also an important lesson. And each day, not each day counts, but each day we measure the progress. When we do that in Sfiras HaOmer, we say, today is such and such a number of days, which is this and this days, and this number of weeks, and so on. Each day becomes a unit by itself. And it's a part of a progression, the way Rav Soloveitchik explained it, is that you go from step to step to step to step. It's not enough just to get there at the end. And you don't want to just leap up 8 steps at a time, because then you're missing something. There's something I could have accomplished I didn't. Maybe I got to the goal, but I'm missing something. And so therefore, I think that's another lesson that's derivable from this idea that each day counts, that we measure our progress. We know exactly what we're up to. And again, be realistic. Today is day 23. Okay, that's not the same as day 24. I'm not at 24 yet. That's okay. I've progressed to this point, and I'm proud that I progressed to this point. There's more to go, but be proud of what you have. Be proud of the accomplishments your grandchildren have accomplished, even though they're not at the goal yet. I sometimes had parents, when I was serving as the head of school, before Rabbi Kahn, would come and say, you know, and would say to me, I don't know what to do. My son doesn't want to learn at night. And I asked the father very openly, did you learn at night when you were 13 or 14? Did you spend hours every night learning? I know I didn't. And I grew up in a religious family, and Torah was valued, and we spent time. But I had other interests too. I said, take it easy, right? Measure the goals. What's today? You did something you didn't do before. Today you learned a little bit. Today you gained this way. Maybe you had made a kavanah and you put on film. Maybe you gave stucket, right? Measure the success. And I'll just wrap up. I'm getting the high sign, I think, from Ashenker. So just to wrap up by noting the following. Sfiras HaOmer is also a period of time to progress in terms of midos, in terms of our behavior and our characteristics. It's very interesting, like Khan mentioned before, I mentioned in the beginning, that we have a practice to study Pirkei Avos. Many people read Pirkei Avos during the weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. So the last parak of Pirkei Avos, Parak Vav, is not really Mishnayos, it's Brises, but it's appended to Pirkei Avos. And there you find the famous 48, the Mem Ches Dover, the 48 characteristics that one should have in order to be Kohen. It's called Kinyan Torah. That's the parak is sometimes nicknamed Kinyan Torah, right? To acquire Torah. So it has a whole list, and if you've never seen it, if you haven't seen it in a while, take a look. It'll take you 5 minutes. You can look at any sitter, any art school sitter has it in the back in English, the 6 part, 48 steps. So some point out that those 48 steps correspond to the days of the Sfira, which begs the only question, but there are 49 days of Sfira, not 48. So it's close, right? It's like some of these gematrias that are off a little bit. But no, the idea is that every day of Sfira, we progress in terms of a different midah, and on the 49th day, you wrap it all up, okay? You pull all everything together, chazorah. Review all of them together, and then you can come into Shavuos properly. There are different midos, and we have to measure growth in midos as well. It's not just counting today is the 32nd day or whatever it is. It's where was I Pesach? Where will I be Shavuos? You want to look at the Mem Ches Dover. Perhaps some Bali Muslims to emphasize the Bishul Salant, and others emphasize that every single day there's that growth. All of these things relate to the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, but I believe to the mitzvah of Chinuch as well. And we're here because we value the Torah education of our children and our grandchildren. You're all here to learn with your grandchildren. I know you want to go to see their Rebbeim, not just the FME, so we'll let you go in just one moment. But try and keep these ideas in mind, these ideas of Sfiras HaOmer, which connect to Chinuch, and Bez Hashem, will all of us, myself included, be Matzliach in raising our children, our grandchildren beyond, Al Pi Derech HaTorah. And this year, we come to Shavuos, in just a couple more weeks, we come to Shavuos, we can look back with our children, with our grandchildren, and say, wow, we really progressed from Pesach until now, and Be'ez Hashem will have a true Kabbalah Satorah. Like I said at the outset, you're studying with your grandchildren, so you're mamish, kilu kibla Torah from Sinai, that you receive the Torah, and you should all have atzlacha in transmitting it to the next generation and the next generations to come. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.